For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China's top political advisor Yu Zhongxiang has met with Antigua and Barbuda's Governor General Rodney Williams in Beijing. During the meeting on Monday, Yu Zhongxiang, chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, hailed the progress of bilateral ties over the past years. He says China values its relations with Antigua and Barbuda and hopes to further enrich contents for bilateral cooperation. 161 Chinese cities have reported a drop of the density of PM2.5 particles responsible for much of China's air pollution. Wu Xiaoqing, China's vice environmental minister, said on Monday that PM2.5, or particles measuring less than 2.5 microns in diameter, decreased 17.4% during the first half of this year. The minister attributed the decrease to the adoption of a new environmental protection standard introduced in 2012. The standard added PM2.5 and ozone to the list of pollutants that authorities monitor to determine a region's air quality. Wu has also announced that China cleaned up nearly 1,800 cases involving environmental pollution from January to July this year. China's launched its most sophisticated observation satellite, Galfin 9, as part of the country's high-definition Earth observation project. Galfin 9 was launched today from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the northwestern province of Gansu aboard a Long March 2D rocket carrier. It was the 209th flight of the Long March rocket series. The optical remote sensing satellite is capable of providing photographs with a resolution of less than a meter. It can be used in land survey, urban planning, road network design, agriculture, and disaster relief. Malcolm Turnbull, former Australian Minister for Communications, has defeated Tony Abbott to become the leader of the ruling Liberal Party and thus is to become Australia's next Prime Minister. Turnbull won the party room ballot on Monday night by grabbing 54 of the Liberal parliamentarian votes, 10 more than the votes Abbott managed to get. Turnbull announced that he was resigning from his position as Communications Minister early in Monday afternoon to challenge the Prime Minister for the Liberal Party leadership. French President François Hollande has urged border controls in southern European countries to protect European borders amid the massive influx of refugees. Hollande said on Monday that France and Germany are extremely insistent that border control centers be set up in Greece, Italy, and Hungary. He made the remarks one day after Germany introduced border controls on its southern border with Austria. Around 13,000 asylum seekers reportedly arrived in the southern German city of Munich on Saturday and another 3,000 on Sunday morning. Polish Prime Minister Ewa Kopacz has announced that Poland is ready to start enhancing its border control in the case of any threat. Kopacz said on Monday that her country will not accept refugee quotas. She made the remarks during a telephone discussion with Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission. Moreover, the prime minister required that the border control over the external EU borders be stricter in the future. Singapore's haze conditions continue to deteriorate, with strong smoking smell choking the whole city state on Monday afternoon. According to Singapore's National Environmental Agency, the three-hour pollutant standard index climbed further to 150 as of 6 p.m. local time. However, the real condition is very likely to be much worse, as the visibility obviously deteriorates every 15 minutes. The smog is heavy, with buildings opposite the street barely seen. Most residents have been staying indoors, with many wearing masks on the street. There's an acrid smell of burning in the air, which can even be smelled inside with all of the windows closed. Singapore has been haunted with a haze problem for years. Iran says it has no plan to close its mission in Yemen. Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs Hossein Amir Abdullahian said that Iran's embassy will continue its usual operation in the war-stricken Arab state. The minister made the remarks on Monday in response to some Arab media reports that Tehran has recently shut down its embassy in Sana'a. Saudi Arabia has long accused Iran of arming and financing Shia Houthi fighters against Yemeni President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, but Tehran has strongly rejected the accusations. Sri Lanka's prime minister has embarked on a three-day state visit to India, his first official trip since winning a parliamentary election last month. During the visit to New Delhi, the PM will hold talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and call on Indian President Pranab Mukherjee. Meanwhile, the Sri Lankan government on Monday decided to release 16 Indian fishermen as a goodwill gesture to mark the prime minister's visit to India. The fishermen had been arrested by the Navy for poaching in local waters. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.